We
have come to the final lesson of this Congress. On one hand, it may be a bit sad, because indeed, we've come a long and good way. We went through many stages, common sensations, beautiful things were revealed to us, and we will need to absorb them and digest them, discuss them more and more. It's a great asset that was revealed. How to work more correctly in the group, how to concede to the friend, why do you need the good and the bad to come together, how to overcome all states, why they come, what's the need for them, and so on and so forth. Many things we went through. However, in this last lesson, we still have something very special, unique, and good remaining. Something which Bala Sulam did a lot of work on, and that is to reveal the future formation of the society, or the last generation, as he called it, and how to approach this. How do we build it? Because we, along with you, how to put it, try to imagine that we're entering some spaceship. And are flying a long distance, a long time, through space, to a different place, in order to establish a new civilization. And that, essentially, is what we're doing with you. It may seem to you that we belong to this world, but I tell you that we don't. You see the truth. You have already entered the spaceship. You don't yet feel it. But it's already carrying you and flying to great distances already above the earth. We do not feel this, but we're already in this spiritual ascent, and we mustn't discover this in order not to spoil our state. We see on people, even across history, it's not for nothing that humanity didn't find immediately where it is, meaning on Earth, and that Earth, the Earth is round. In the Book of Zohar, it's written that the Book of Zohar is round, and that the people who are up are upside down from those who are below, meaning we have our heads up and they have their heads pointing down, or vice versa. The Kabbalist wrote of this many years ago. It's in the Zohar. And the nations of the world were still burning people who thought that the earth was round. And why am I saying this? Because we're discovering nature. Even this nature of this world, the mundane one, we're discovering it according to our advancement and development. We're entering a state of development. And when we're worthy, then it's revealed to us where exactly we are. And therefore, we will reveal where we are, and so we must study seriously about this last generation, meaning that humanity that needs to rise instead of our humanity. And also, it's not for nothing that we're now seeing how it's undergoing stages of, I would say, it's death throes. Like when a person is dying, so this humanity is dying. And we are a few degrees above it. And we need to show everyone how to revive ourselves and to rise to the spiritual degree. Which indeed is suitable for us, prepared for us, and there is room for everyone there. Let's think of how we make this jump on the path. Please. Perhaps number two.
Excerpt number two, Baal HaSulam, the teaching of Kabbalah in its essence. Since the awe of the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of the revelation of the Creator, naturally, there is none more successful teaching for its task. This is what the Kabbalists aimed for, to arrange it so it is suitable for studying. And so they studied in it until the time of concealment. It was agreed to conceal it for a certain reason. However, this was only for a certain time, and not forever, as it is written in the Zohar. This wisdom is destined to be revealed at the end of days, and even to children.
Meaning there was a period when the wisdom of Kabbalah was open, revealed to everyone. And we've also learned of this, that all the philosophers, historians from Rome and ancient Greece, they all studied with the Kabbalists, and from there they took all their first insights from which philosophy developed, and then later on the rest of the sciences. And also Plato and Aristo, they write of this, and it's written about them. And later, humanity had to develop in a natural way with its ego, without the wisdom of Kabbalah. And therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah was concealed. And of this, also much was written in many places. And we learn about the revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah. It is told that it was revealed in the days of Rabbi Moshe Ben Leon. It's in the 12th century. But mostly it was revealed during the time of the Ari and later on in the times of Baal HaSulam. And we are now in a period where the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed to everyone. Of course, we have to open it up to us a little more, and to the extent that we open our hearts, ourselves, to this wisdom, that'll happen. But it is already ready and waiting for us so that we get to the spiritual state by utilizing it, to the corrected humanity which must rise now. And therefore, this generation now is called the generation of the Messiah, or the last generation, or the first generation of the last generation. And so says Baal HaSulam, excerpt 3.
I'm glad that I've been born in such a generation when it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask, how do I know that it is permitted? I will reply that I have been given permission to disclose. Until now, the ways by which it is possible to publicly engage and to fully explain each word, and this is what the Creator has given me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but on the state of the generation.
Meaning, it doesn't depend on us being geniuses or not. In what are we special? In the from the fact that we were born in the generation which must begin the revelation of the upper world, it must open up such senses where he feels that he's in a different world already, different worlds, different forces which operate on it, and that it is truly above all previous generations. Therefore, Baha'u'llah Sulam says, I am very glad that I was born in such a generation, and I'm very glad that I've received this method, that it was disclosed to me, and I'm very happy that I can disclose this method, reveal it to others. And I'm even happy that others are already taking it and continuing with it. So we have to understand that it's all meant for us, it's all prepared, and that indeed we have to treat this this opportunity with gravity. Because it compels us. It's not that we want or don't want, it obligates us, it compels us to implement the method. Yes.
Exit number 4, Rav quote, Treasures of the Raya. It is time to bring up and revive what has been forgotten from the hearts of many. The condition of the generation and its spirit demand learning with the intellect from the source of the Torah, that which should have been found naturally, national love, as it should be, the beginning of every upright nature and every moral and proper conduct, which is good in the eyes of God and men.
5.
Excerpt number 5, Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book, Panim Meirot U'Masbirot. It is written in the Zohar, with this composition, the children of Israel will be redeemed from exile. Also, in many other places, only through the expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the masses will we obtain complete redemption. They also said, the light in it reforms him. They were intentionally meticulous about it, to show us that only the light enclosed within it, in it lies the cure that reforms a person. Both the individual and the nation will not complete the aim for which they were created except by attaining the internality of the Torah and its secrets.
Meaning that there's no force in our world that can develop us to a state where we'll discover the upper world and live in it and feel it as we feel this world and even more so, except for the light which shines on us when we study the wisdom of Kabbalah, if we study it correctly. We can sit next to the books and it won't help us. To read them also won't help us. To cry, that won't help us either. We have to be connected. And using these books, we have to try to connect, be connected correctly as the spiritual pattern between us, and to demand that this pattern will truly exist between us, be established between us by the reforming light. And that's why we study. And if we study and demand the reforming light, that it will influence us and connect us together, then in the connection between us, in the connection, we will begin to feel what's happening there, which will then be called the upper world, the system of connection between us, which is not egoistic, but rather spiritual, altruistic, loving, with love. When we begin to feel this love for one another, and then when we begin to feel that we're tied together in a proper, nice connection between us. In that connection, we'll feel one force tying us together, which is called the Creator. And then we'll feel that we're not operating out of lack, out of our ego, but rather out of bestowal, out of love. And this is the complete eternal correction in which we need to exist and to transition from this world, from egoistic attitude to the other attitude, that of love. That's what we need to do through the study. That's why it's written that thanks to the book of Zohar, which is the foundation of the wisdom of Kabbalah, everyone come out of this, the feeling of this world, and arrive at the feeling, the sensation of the spiritual world. Because the proper study, where we demand in the ten for this to influence us and connect us, then the study connects us. There is a light buried deep inside it which influences us. So when we make an effort, even if we don't know anything, but we make an effort to be connected, the light influences us, brings us closer until it finally connects us. And then when this will be revealed, this connection, and within the connection, all sorts of phenomena, new phenomena will be discovered, of which we are talking with you, we're studying with you. It's 125 degrees of spirituality, which are all about increasing connection, more connection, more connection. And so we attain a new degree every time, a new spiritual state, a new spiritual world, until we reach a connection between us in a ten, in the same ten, which is the complete connection. And then we discover that in our ten, the whole world is connected to it. All of reality, all of the souls which came before and that have not yet come, they're all connected there within that 110, because it's 10, not 11, nor 9, it's all one Havaya existing in reality. So, the light brings us back to the good if we study correctly, and therefore it's very important to study in the 10, to push ourselves with this anticipation, expectation for the upper light to influence us, and to feel new spiritual phenomena in the connection between us, to the extent that we connect together as one man in one heart. Well, and on about the book of Zohar, I told you already, we have it here for sale, and I highly recommend it. We have it in Hebrew and in Russian, right? And soon in English. Right, 7.
Except number 7, Baal of Sulam, the peace. The sages said, God did not find a vessel to hold a blessing for Israel, but peace. Thus, as long as self-love and egoism exist among the nations, Israel too will not be able to serve the Creator in purity as bestowal, as it is written in the explanation of the words, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests. Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for all eternity has not yet been fulfilled, because world peace is the sole vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of the fathers, as in the prophecy of Yeshayahu.
Many times we mention the prophecy of Yeshayahu, Isaiah, who said that the peoples will carry the children of Israel on their shoulders to the Mount of God. So,
להסביר לכל העולם.
That means that we'll be able to explain to the whole world, to disseminate to the whole world, that there is a method for how to protect ourselves from an atomic world war, a third world war. And as people understand that it can erupt. And it's all possible due to the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And then the peoples will also, the nations will come to that same correction, to be connected together in one heart, all of them, to all rise above our egos, which is the source, that's the source of all the problems, all the disasters. And so, we will reach a state where we're all filled by the upper light with an eternal and full life. Continue.
Excerpt number 8, Baal HaSulam Da'arvut. The Israeli nation had been constructed as a sort of getaway by which the sparks of purity would shine upon the whole of the human race the world over. And these sparks multiply daily until they are filled sufficiently. That is, until they develop to such an extent that they can understand the pleasantness and tranquility that are found in the kernel of love of others. For then, they will know how to shift the balance to the right and will place themselves under his burden, and the scale of sin will be eradicated from the world.
The nation of Israel, that name refers to each and every individual who feels some draw towards the correction of the world. That's what happened with Avraham, who drew many peoples from ancient Babylon. All of human civilization was there at ancient Babylon, and he called the group that he gathered out of all the peoples, he called it Israel, Israel. So in our times, it doesn't matter so much. The definition is the same definition. One who is directed Yashar Kel, according to the desire in his heart, which the Creator awakens there, he is called Yashar Kel, Israel. Therefore, he must be the conduit between the Creator and all the created beings, through the same method of how to connect everyone together in order to resemble the Creator and so be awarded with the fulfillment of the upper force between us. That's the state we're in, and we're compelled to do this. And this discusses not our inner work within the tent, but rather how we need, as much as possible, and of course, with proper understanding of how to do it, to go out to all the nations and to disseminate this method so that they know, especially in our times when the world doesn't see any path or purpose ahead of it, there is none and there won't be any. We've concluded the egoistic development. Now there's nowhere else to go. And therefore, we are now able to gently, meaning with understanding, gradually to come out and tell everyone that there is a method which can elevate us and all of humanity to a degree where we will truly live safe, comfortable life. Each one according to their own degree. You don't have to tell them about the upper worlds and the revelation of the Creator, but simply a good life, as we explain to children. You know, each one according to his degree of development. Yes, 9.
Excerpt number 9, Baal HaSulam Misael Shofar. There is a precondition for redemption, that all the nations of the world will acknowledge Israel's law, as it is written, and the land shall be full of the knowledge. As in the example of the Exodus from Egypt, where there was a precondition that Pharaoh too would acknowledge the true God and his laws, and would allow them to live. This is why it is written that each of the nations will hold a Jewish man and lead him to the Holy Land. And it was not enough that they could live by themselves. You must understand from where the nations of the world come by such a will and idea. Know that this is through the dissemination of the true wisdom. So they will evidently see the true God and the true law. And the dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called a shofar, a horn, like the shofar whose voice travels a great distance. The echo of the wisdom will spread all over the world. So even the nations will hear and acknowledge that there is godly wisdom in Israel.
קטע מספר 11, בעל הסולם, מאמר אחר.
11, בעל הסולם, the freedom. It turns out that when humankind achieves its goal by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart, as written in the article, The Peace. Only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory.
We are 220 years before the conclusion of the 6,000 years. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We can achieve the end of correction even now. It all depends only on the extent to which humanity will be ready, all of it, ready for the reception of the upper light, so that it corrects them and fulfills them. And this depends on us alone. Because they don't do anything. The Achap itself does not correct itself. But it's Galgal Ta'enayim that perform all the corrections. Achap, however, must know that there is such a thing. And it's not that they actually agree with it. They don't have any choice in the matter. But they understand that this can deliver them something good. So it says, as Pharaoh in the Exodus, he knew why Israel are leaving Egypt, and he agreed with them leaving, and even opened the way for them. He gave a command in order to his army not to prevent them from leaving. And so we have to understand that we have to work amongst ourselves with the connection. That's our inner work. And to the world, we must also disperse this knowledge that the world has a way, a path to get out of this blocked lane in which we are. Nobody knows how to develop, where to develop. Nobody knows what to do. And that's why we need to talk about it. We've begun to write books about this, and we'll be very happy that you participate also in this act, and so we will advance. And now, questions. Please.
So we ask ushers with red caps. They raise their hands on both sides of the study hall, so you can turn to them and ask a question.
This is the final lesson. You can ask not only about the topic of the lesson, but first of all, it's better to ask according to the topic of the lesson. But you can ask whatever you want.
Good evening, Rav. Good evening, distinguished guests.
Adoni Rav,
Rav, what made all these people to come here, sit here? 6,000 people are sitting here together. Perhaps they have a desire for love or the will to receive for love.
Yes, of course. They themselves don't know why they're here. They don't know. They don't know who they are. I'm talking about the soul, the root of the soul. The Creator pulls them, and they come. And gradually, slowly, they begin to themselves participate in this process. And it is expressed in the group. It manifests in the group, the extent to which, to the extent that they're willing to annul themselves in the group, to forfeit the ego of each one and to connect together, then accordingly they discover the Creator, which will be revealed in the connection between them. So for now, it's the Creator pulling them. It's like when we have children, we don't ask the children ahead of time when they're not yet in the world if they want to be born. No, we give them birth, and then we raise them, and then we release them out to free life. And that's how it is with us. For now, the Creator is taking care of us. He's not asking us if we want it or not. It seems to us that it's our own desire. But then, later, gradually, we'll discover our true desire. We will try to choose the path that we want. And we will be independent and free. Please.
Thank you very much, Av. Thank you, guests.
Shalom, Rav.
Shalom.
Hello, Rav. My name is New. I come from Japan. This is my first Congress. And I have a question from my group.
お互いに自分の友達だと思えないとしたらどうすればその時に彼らを友達として見ることができますか？
The
question in Hebrew is, if people hate each other in the group, the virtual group, and they cannot think of others as friends, so how can we treat others as friends? If they hate each other in the virtual group, they cannot think of others as friends. So how, nonetheless, they can treat others as friends?
What do you mean, others? First of all, they need a group, a virtual group. They have no physical group, I understand. There's no physical group? Only a virtual group?
Yes,
there is a physical group.
There is. Okay.
No, there is no physical group, only virtual.
All right, so only virtual. That's what I also understood. We had a talk. I had a talk with them. And I know them, I feel them. I'm in contact with them. I think that they need to learn as much text, as much material as possible, and to go over it again and again, whatever discusses the connection in the group. And when they'll begin to come closer together, it'll be possible to speak of other things. But for now, a connection to a group, that's very important. In general, I recommend it to everyone. We study this, learn about this constantly. But they learn sometimes with us, sometimes not with us. So, in short, all of the texts related to this, to the connection in the group, they have to study and to demand for this connection to be established between them. And not to be, not to have infighting and so on, conflicts. No, to come out of that, to transcend that. Only later it'll be possible to talk about the group as a group, and it will be possible to speak of any sort of advancement. I have nothing further to add.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Shalom, Rav.
Shalom.
תודה a tutti i toda roba a tutti i amici e e
Hello Rav. Thank you. My name is Nico.
Sono americano, però adesso io studio con il gruppo giovane in Italia.
Originally I come from America but I live in Italy and I study with the Italian young group.
Voglio chiedere ci puoi dare un consiglio ai gruppi giovani?
Razziti le vakesh imcha etza.
I wanted to ask your advice for the young groups.
Stabilire queste nuove sensazioni di amore ed odio.
Ech limtzo et haizun
ha. How to find the right balance between feelings of love and hate, these new emotions.
To connect them together. And to ascribe them to the Creator. I am just substance, material. And in that substance, someone from above introduces plus and minus, love and hate. Well, not in an, you know, love, hate, but a little bit more, a little bit less, a good attitude or a negative attitude towards everything. So in that way, it gives me life with the plus and the minus. I'm like an engine, perhaps, like some system. And through love and hate that I feel, I live. That's what the Creator does. And why? He wants me to calibrate my system. This is me. And the Creator inserts into me on one end the plus and on the other the minus. And this is him, the Creator. He wants that by these pluses and minuses I'll be like him, I'll resemble him. That's all. And that's why I need to ascribe both the plus and the minus to him and not to myself, and to constantly hold an equilibrium. What do I mean by that? Everything is good, everything is nice. If I receive everything from the Creator, then there's nothing bad in the world. Everything is excellent. And this is only the beginning. After that, I begin to come closer to him, closer and closer, by myself. And here I have 125 degrees by which to reach him, so that I won't be similar to him, like I made the sign for similar here, but rather, no, that I'll be his equal. And that is the purpose of our advancement. But even on the lowest degree, if I'm here on this degree, immediately I come to feel the spiritual world, the upper world, above life and death, as the upper light begins to fill me. So at least to this first degree, we have to reach that first degree. And this is right ahead of us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good afternoon, Rav. Teddy from Iowa.
Tzoraim tovim, Rav. Ani Teddy mi Iowa.
My question is in regards to connecting to the good life, the theme.
Hashela sheli bekesher lanoset litkesher lechaim atovim.
While disseminating, I would like to use this phrase. I think it's great.
אני רוצה להשתמש במשפט הזה להפצה. אני חושבת שזה נפלא.
What is your definition of the good life?
מה ההגדרה שלך לחיים טובים?
מי לא יודע מה זה חיים טובים?
Who doesn't know what a good life is? You don't understand? I live with a sensation of eternal life, eternity. There's no life or death. There's simply life. There's simply existence, eternal existence. whole, complete existence where I lack for nothing. Whatever I want, I feel that I've already received. What I want to accomplish, to achieve, to understand, to feel, I already have all that. Perfection. And each time I can advance more and more through lacks and within the lacks to receive new fillings. And this is called a good life. I'm talking about unlimited life. Not as we live here in this world like little animals, very limited animals.
That's
it. And it doesn't hinder us from having a regular life here with a family, with children, a job and all that. And in parallel, to feel that everything is opening up to us. All right?
Bakasha.
Please.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, мировой кли.
Шалом, Рав.
Hello, Рав. Hello, world кли.
Меня зовут Ужас. Я из группы город Астана, Казахстан.
My name
is Avshas. I'm from Astana, Kazakhstan.
У нас сейчас проходит замечательный конгресс.
אנחנו נמצאים בעיצומו של
כנס. We're in the midst of a wonderful congress.
Можно ли назвать шофар этим конгрессом?
Таим אפשר לקרוא לכנס הזה?
Can we call this congress a shofar?
Трубя в этот рог все к объединению.
Шофар יוצא
למרחקים, goes out to great distances calling everyone to connect.
Of course you can. Look at those friends you have there in Almaty. They're totally with you. Of course we are the shofar. A shofar is what invites everyone. It awakens people. It shows them the path. It's all called the shofar. And it's the shofar of the Messiah. Messiah, Mashiach, from the word moshech, or pulling, pulling forward towards the goal. So of course, here, all the friends in this Congress and outside of it, although they're far away, they're completely with us here. Of course, they're the shofar, which pulls everyone, and they want to pull everyone towards that good goal. And let's hope that we succeed in that and that humanity will not enter very harsh situations and troubles. Good luck.
Hello, Rav. Hello, everyone. My name is Lily. I'm from the Tel Aviv group. I want to say that I'm very excited to be here. On this day, I didn't think I would be here because I thought I will have some problems with my leg. I broke it. But you are not giving up on a congress and on an opportunity to connect.
Correct. I also once had a flight, took a flight to a congress with a broken leg. It happens.
We are a few months 10. And I happen to be a guest in another amazing 10 of Ashdod. And I saw that there's a confusion in how much to fulfill the deficiency of the friends in the 10. It's a confusion because Rav always says that we have to help the friend to fill his spiritual deficiency instead of his corporal deficiency. But many times the corporal problems of a friend prevents him to have energy and time to engage in spirituality. Therefore, there's some misunderstanding of how much to help, where to help, where not to help. And this is a confusion I saw at least in two tens.
It exists in many tens, you're correct. and not only in the Tel Aviv group, but all over the world. We need to balance our lives in such a way where each one will ultimately be satisfied with what he has, not to be praised nor denounced, as we learn. If a person is engaged in spirituality, then he receives what he needs for corporeality, and he must see if he truly has everything that he needs in order to subsist, to sustain himself physically, meaning that for the body this is enough, and then for the soul he has the group and the study. The Creator needs to arrange all these things for him if a person truly wants to advance towards the goal. We, according to our body, we are on the degree of animate. And on the animate degree, we need to give this animal what this animal requires in order to exist. However many calories a day, I need some clothes, I need a house in which to live, I need the family. These normal things that allow me to exist. But this is in order to supply the body, to provide it with the bare necessities, the necessary things, the crucial things. Other than that, everything is for the purpose of the advancement of the soul. Because the body, it lives, we understand what happens to it later on. But the spiritual body, the soul, we need to develop it. And we can begin the development of the soul only from the degree of this world. If we balance between us, if we balance what's required for the body and what the soul requires in a rational, serious manner, we will advance and we won't feel any lack. Good luck. And of course, best of health for you and your leg.
Hello, my name is Ciro, I come from Italy. I wanted to thank for this wonderful opportunity that we have here, and I have a question. I heard in the last lesson that our whole work is to work on the connection between us and to disseminate the knowledge of Kabbalah in the world, the knowledge of truth.
Because our goal is to correct the vessel of Adam Rishon, which was broken.
Ken.
Yes.
La domanda è.
So the question is,
in quella lavoro è nostro,
if our whole work, if the work is ours, so why do we have to disseminate the knowledge of truth to the world?
The general soul, which is called Adam, because it has to be doma, or similar to the Creator, that general soul includes within it two parts. This is the soul. It comprises two parts, Rosh and Guf, head and body.
Rosh,
the head, yearns for correction.
Right.
The head aspires to be corrected, and therefore it is called Israel. Yashar El. Yashar means direct. El means towards, or the Creator. And the body is the body, its desires, who are aimless. They're just amorphic, like this. There is desire in them, and according to that, the desire,
they're attracted to different directions, and they have no way of moving by themselves towards a certain goal. If they feel good or bad, then it makes the move, but they cannot guide themselves. Only the head can guide them. Therefore, the head has to establish the correct direction, and after it finds this correct direction, primarily, then it needs to connect to the body and to add the body to the head in parts, part after part, until it finishes taking with it all of the goof. But the head and the body together are called the soul. And it needs to entirely resemble the Creator in its entirety and to be filled by the infinite light, Ohr and Sof, by the Creator. The Creator is revealed within it. To come closer to this, we build tents. These are kind of mini models of the soul. And so we are corrected, and we correct part by small parts the whole general soul. And this is the work that we do in its entirety. Please.
Shalom. Shalom lekulam.
Hello everyone, hello Rav. My name is Dan Lee. I know this path for many years, but recently I've graduated the first campus in Ra'anana. My question is... My question is, in order to reach the end of correction, everyone has to study Kabbalah? And do you reckon there's another way to pass this message?
To convey this message or to come to correction?
Both. Yeah, both.
It's a method which the Kabbalists revealed from nature. They discovered it in nature. It's not that someone thought and philosophized and it all added up for him. No, it's a science, it's a wisdom which discusses nature and how nature is arrayed and organized and how it's possible to correct it, how it's corrupted in us and how we're able to correct it. And therefore, there is no other way, there is no other form, only this.
Thank you.
Please.
Shalom, Rav.
Shalom. Hello, Rav.
Hello.
These are the friends from the Japanese group.
How can I connection of Japan group or some kind of local group and the connection of Asian group can help each other?
So how the connection between the Japanese group and other groups in Asia and the whole of the group, how can it help each other?
Of course it can help. Of course. The more we bring these groups closer from distant places, from afar, meaning the more we try to be connected with them, it brings about a very powerful result, a very powerful outcome. I would say that if we connect with Bulgaria, Macedonia, and so on, all these countries with which we're connected, or if we connect with the Japan group, we'll have more work, perhaps, but we'll also have, let's say, an outcome or an effect which will be very special, because you're taking a part of the kli, of the vessel, which isn't so connected, and by bringing it closer, you're pulling
after it, more parts, and you don't even see how much you're doing by that. But they bring all the other parts much closer. I'm telling you, start working with the Japan group, and you'll see how all of Asia will suddenly begin to come closer to you. You haven't even done anything with them, and still it'll happen. It's the same way when we start taking care of one area of the body, and then some change happens in all the rest of the areas as well. Therefore, I think that it's very worthwhile for us to pay attention to these distant places, the distant groups, and to really make an effort to bring them to correction. Yes. I hope for their success. Let's be together. And thanks for the gift they brought me.
Thank you.
Anyway, he is Kazumasa from Japan and new friends. This is the first congress for him.
Kazumasa po, חבר חדש מקבוצת יפן.
A new friend, Kazumasa from the Japanese group.
Excellent. Please.
Saludos Rav, saludos al Kli Mundial.
Shalom Rav, shalom Kli Olami.
Hello Rav, hello World Kli. My name is Maria Angeles. I'm from Spain.
Es nuestro primer congreso en Israel.
This
is my first congress here in Israel.
Venimos del punto en el corazón de España.
אנחנו מגיעים מהנקודה שבלב.
We come from the point in the heart. In Spain, as representatives of Elena Lopez,
it's a
friend from Sevilla that couldn't come here physically, so we asked in her name. If I ask of the Creator to help me to give you contentment, is my request from the Creator to give him contentment, is that the egoistic request or is it the correct one?
100% egoistic. And we've learned of this, we studied this not long ago. If I ask to do good to the Creator, if I seek to do good to Him, then I do this because of my own ego. Do you remember this, or don't you? What's written of this? Yaniv.
Bala Sulam wrote in Pri Chacham, it is not the time to of the flock together. One must not leave the collective and ask for himself, even to give contentment to his maker, except for everyone. Because if you come out of the collective and you ask about yourself specifically, you do not build. On the contrary, you cause ruin to your own soul.
Brings ruin to his own soul. If he asks, please give me the ability to bestow to you, to love you, one causes bad things for himself by that. The wisdom of Kabbalah is very accurate because we are already seeing ourselves, always seeing ourselves as righteous, as if we know what to do. But no, there are very strict laws here. It's forbidden for us to request, to address the Creator ourselves. Individually. People do this. Humanity, that's what they do. And what did they gain by that? It's against the laws of nature. Because if I address the Creator, it's a sign, it's an indication that I'm addressing Him out of my own ego. You can only address Him to ask for the correction of the friend, and He for His friend, and He for His, and then someone asks for me as well. Only in that way do you ever reach correction. Good luck.
Thank you.
Other than that, also we study this. We studied this. We had many morning lessons on the topic. If you're with us in the morning lessons, you really should be getting all of these methods in a very clear, precise form so that you won't go astray. And of course, if you have questions, send them. We'll discuss. We'll discuss them. And send you an answer. Yes.
Merhaba Dünya Kilisesi. Türkiye Kadın Onluları adına soruyorum.
Shalom Rav, shalom.
Hello Rav, hello Worldly. I'm asking in the name of the Turkish group.
Yaradan'ın onlunun içindeki bağda ifşa olduğunu söylüyorsunuz.
אנחנו לומדים שהבורא מתגלה
בתוך הקשר בינינו. We learn that the Creator is revealed in the connection between us in the ten.
מה זאת אומרת לחיות בקשר בשביל הנשים?
What does it mean to be in a connection or to live in a connection for the people in the ten? What are we supposed to do in the two, in the group, in the ten? In order to reveal the Creator. What is the role of a woman's ten?
The role of the women's ten is the same as the men's ten. There's no difference at all. There's no difference in how we need to operate in order to discover the Creator. We need to study the form in which we can come to connect together appropriately, to study the proper way of connection, and to apply these rules. These are the rules of nature. We cannot spin them around however we want to. The other way around, our egos spin us around and confuse us, and we have to reach a state where we study what's written and observe it. And then we discover good, proper results. And before implementing it, applying the study, it's impossible to discover because we come from the shattering, from the evil force, and only that. So we'll study together what's written and we'll apply it and we'll receive an answer, a result. Good luck.
Thank you, Rav.
Dear Rav, I am Mirjana, coming from Zimbabwe, Africa, and I am a member of African Virtual Group.
Rav Yakar, אני מריאנה, מגיעה מזימבבואה, אפריקה, ואני חברה ב קבוצה וירטואלית אפריקנית.
You said in this lecture that we come here because a creator brought us here, not with our own will.
אמרת בהרצאה שאנחנו הגענו כי הבורא הביא אותנו לכאן, לא מהרצון החופשי שלנו.
How would I know what he wants from us?
איך אני יודע מה הוא רוצה מאיתנו?
הוא מביא לך כל פעם
He brings you a new desire every time. And he wants you to be critical of each desire that awakens within you. And for you to think, how do I, with the desire that's currently in me, how can I bestow to my group can I or can't I? In what way? Only in the group you can examine and see if the desire that the Creator gave you, what He awakened in you, if that desire is good or not good. And to use it and relate to the friends correctly with it, or to ask the Creator to give me a different desire in relation to the friends. But only in relation to the friends can you examine and check and know what to do with your desire. But undoubtedly, anything that awakens in you comes from the Creator. That's all I can tell you. Everything else is study. You need to study. Are there any more? Or? I don't know. There are? All right, please.
Hello,
Rav.
Hello, friends.
This
is my first Congress. This is the first time in my life that I am traveling outside of Brazil.
A partir do mês que vem, o Brasil terá uma sede do Bnei Baruch.
מהחודש הבא יהיה מרכז
Starting next month, we're going to have a Bnei Baruch Center in Brazil.
Com o grau que atingimos neste congresso, quais seriam nossas primeiras ações como Bnei Baruch Brasil?
בהמשך למדרגה, לדרגה שהשגנו בכנס הזה,
this new degree we attained in this Congress, what should be our first actions now in our new center as Bnei Baruch Brazil? Now that we have attained a new degree.
To organize a group, or groups, a men's group and a women's group, to organize the study, I don't know exactly what to recommend to you. We have people who are in charge of that, so turn to them. In the past, we had a group in Brazil, and I visited several times. So I hope some of them can join back again. We have to write to them. We have to perhaps renew our contact with them. And we'll be glad to be in touch and to help you, to guide you. If the group is new and young, it's excellent. We will all help. So open the place and call us.
Obrigada a todos.
Thank you all. Yes, last question, please. Hello, dear Rav. Hello, World Kli. Daria from Moscow Group.
Мы говорим о природе, как она должна быть организована, а готовы ли сейчас наше общество потребителей массово увидеть и принять свет каббалы или
אנחנו מדברים על הטבע כמו שהוא צריך.
We are talking about nature the way it's supposed to be organized, but right now in our consumer society, are we ready to receive the message and the light of the Kabbalah? Or the common people have not yet been in darkness enough yet?
I don't think that people have the ability or will have the ability to enjoy this world in the future. Not the near future, and certainly not the far future. We've gone past these stages. It's late already. In our times, it's decline after decline.
in all businesses, in all endeavors, in this dream of being in a flourishing, beautiful, glorious humanity where each one accomplishes great things. It's a dream which existed in the minds of the previous generation. Now it's no longer there. The young generation understands now that it won't happen. It won't happen for them. Of course, here and there, there are individuals who succeed, who find success, all sorts of businesses popping up, but nobody's happy, content. Nobody will be. In all aspects of our lives, we won't find satiation, spiritual satiation, contentment. Perhaps there will be some corporeal contentment, but it'll be short-lived and will come to an end quickly. So, whether they want to or not, then either through blows and punishments or by listening, they will come to know the method of the correction of human nature, as the wisdom of Kabbalah explains. If they won't want it, they'll suffer until they do. If they're wise, they'll listen. They'll listen before that, and they won't have to receive these blows. That's all. All in all, there's no other possibility. We're in a state where it won't get better for humanity if it continues as it does. Because the process is meant to bring them to correction. The ego keeps growing, and it's impossible to fulfill it, to satiate it. And therefore, suffering will increase until it seeks a way to escape these blows, these pressures. And it'll find that there's only one method. That being to correct our ego, to balance it with the good power, to add plus to the minus, and then between the two to discover an eternal and complete life. And this is something completely different than anything we have today. So thank you for this question, and thank you for these lessons. You have given me great pleasure, great contentment throughout all these lessons in this Congress. I truly thank you from the bottom of my heart. And let's have more such congresses, more meetings. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, I want to see you, all of you, every morning, to see you on the monitors, to see that you're with us, or not in the morning, but different times, different hours. Go to my Twitter page. I write many things and short things which can help you orient yourself correctly throughout the day and not lose touch. If there is an opportunity to meet again in the desert or here or in our center, just schedule a time and place, and I'll be very happy to join. So thank you very much. Thank you.